Glenn Ralston Wildcats head on the road coming up on Friday night over to Baxter, a matchup of what looks like right now two of the top teams in the district. Wildcats sitting 2-1, Baxter sitting at 3-0, ranked number 7 here after a big win last week over St. Edmund. Coach, first of all, head coach Craig Lynch joining us here for the Wildcats. Appreciate you joining us, and congrats on the nice 2-1 start to the season.
Thanks, Jeff. It's always good to be here with you. And, we're pretty pleased right now starting out 2-1.
And I actually asked you this before we started the interview, but I'm going to ask it again. What has stood out for you about your team here through these first 3 weeks and where you guys have gotten better?
Well, steady improvement. I think each game and even each practice during the season so far, they've been very coachable. They listen, they learn, and then they try to apply what we're teaching them, and this group has done a really good job of that. So that's one of the things. The other things I think I've really been pleased with is, you know, we got a group of kids that they just want to go out there and have an opportunity to play well and win. They enjoy playing together. They're just not worried about statistics or who's running it more or who's catching it more. They just want to have a chance to succeed, and that's always a fun group to coach.
Sounded like your defense took some good steps forward this past week.
Yeah, especially in technique. I think up front we really stressed last week not getting too much depth and running by plays, and we teach them that pretty much everything happens within that first 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. So that's where we need to take care of things first, and thought we took some step forward there. We took some steps forward in our linebacker position, and we had some kids step up and play well when we had Lucas was out with an illness last week, and we had kids step up in the secondary and get things done, which is always pleasing as a coach.
Secondary looks like it could be challenged this week. Baxter has thrown more than they've run. They've run it quite a bit, but it looks like, does things start for them with the passing game?
Yeah, I think they do it a little differently. If they want to run it, they do, you know, they kind of switch their run, and their quarterback, one will throw, and then they'll bring another one in to run. Their running game's not very traditional from a running back set, really. It's a lot of motion and a lot of spread with the quarterback running. So they're going to spread you out one way or the other. They like to throw it. So getting pressure on their quarterback is going to be huge.
How do you do that and keep him in the pocket then?
Well, I think that his capability isn't really his strength, which is kind of nice. You're not used to seeing that, the eight player. You got to maintain your rush lanes, just try to contain him within that pocket. You know, we're going to have to bring some extra people. So when you bring somebody, you're leaving somewhere open. You just got to get there. Eight player quick pressure is really important, I think, against a team that has success passing, and we're going to have to find a way to do that.
Trayton Travis, their leading receiver, he's almost doubled the rest of their guys in catches and stuff. Their next leading receiver, 15 catches behind him. Short pass game with them, or how do they get the ball to him so well?
A little bit of everything. They have a quick passing game, but they like to do a lot of combination routes as well, and try to sneak them deep or even bring them out of the backfield every once in a while. So they have different ways to get him the ball, and then they do that really well.
Lucas going to be back this week, and what will he add to the secondary for you?
Oh yeah, he'll be back, and he's a starter for us. So that just increases our depth back there and gives a little flexibility and movement too between Lucas and Landon and Alex. Those three can all play all three positions back there, and it's nice to have that. So, Brayton Myers stepped in and played well last week too. And Brayton's primarily a free safety, but played a little corner for us last week. So, just brings us flexibility, able to move guys around.
Coach, you mentioned that they like to spread out even when they run the football. Is their run game kind of more off of the play action, or they just spread it out and kind of do tosses and pitches?
They play a lot of trap game. They will do a little read option game, but out of a spread look. a little bit, off the pass game, but not a whole lot. I mean, it's just spread you out and try to outnumber you a little bit in the inside. So, you just have to be aware. We really got to be alert to pulling guards, and linebackers have to come up and finish tackles really well.
You mentioned last week that you were really confident in Alex Daniel and Emmett Snyder in the run game. Looked like those guys kind of started to come around and stuff last week. How do you look at your run game against their defense this week?
Again, the same. We kind of want to do, we do want to do what we did last week and share that ball around a little bit. That happened last week. We'd really like to get our outside run game going a little better than it has been. That's going to be one of our emphasis all week long. But kind of the same thing. We want to share that ball around and make sure the other team doesn't really key on any one guy back there.
What's the matchup up front look like for you for the offensive line?
Well, they're big. They're definitely bigger than we are. Obviously, we hope we're quite a bit quicker than they are, and we're going to kind of rely on that and make sure that on the defensive side, their offensive line's pretty big too. We just talked about, you can't just get kind of engulfed. You've got to find a way to work angles and use your quickness to get around them.
Coach, Baxter ranked you guys going on the road. How big of a win would this be for this program and for this young team kind of here early in the season?
Oh, it'd be big, and we already told them that. We had film session on Monday, and that's one of the first things they told them is, it is a big game for them, and that's why they play. You go out and you see if you can get it, but you do this to have opportunities to play in games that are big games or have importance, and it's nice to kind of feel that again for these kids. So I think they're looking forward to it.
Coach, as always, we appreciate your time here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up, and I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you on the Scoreboard Show following the game.
It sounds good, Jeff. Thanks.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Lynch again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Again, they head to Baxter coming up here in week number 4.